the Cadillac Ranch. They're parking cars in the old bee patch. There's a bar in the barn and the place stays packed till the cows come home at Cadillac Ranch.
We have a link up for that barn dance at RosieOnTheHouse.com, also on our Facebook fan page as well. Thank you, Christy Davis, for being with us in studio to cover that great cause and great organization. It's the Arizona Farm Bureau's Young Farmer and Rancher Fundraiser. We're going to go south to north, just about as far south as you can get. Hereford, Arizona. I guess you could argue Douglas and Nogales right on the border, but man, Hereford is right there, and we're going to end in Cozumel, Sedona with our callers. Carl, good morning, sir.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
I've got a problem in my floor. I do have tile, and I bought the house 6 years ago. Prior to me buying the house, it was there was no floor in the house. There was a tree growing in the middle of the house. They took the tree out, they put the slab down, and they put the tile down. Well, I've noticed, especially this summer, that the tile is starting to buckle and there's a lump in the floor. I'm thinking that the root from the tree was never removed, and I'm trying to figure out what can I do and how expensive is that going to be.
Let me just ask one general building question, then I'll turn it over to Vaughn. When you all say right. There was a tree in the home, I'm assuming the home was built around this tree.
The home was built in 80. The brick structure was built in 82. It sat unused with a tree growing in the middle of it. No slab floor, no windows, no roof.
Got
until
it.
2002. And then a construction company who owned the property decided to finish the house off.
Got
so
it.
Then they either cut the tree down or I don't know what they did. All I know is you can see a definite rise in the floor where the tree was.
I was picturing an old building like the museum in Flagstaff where the bar is built around this tree that grows right through it. But a little different. Got the walls up. Home sat vacant. Tree grew. They cut it off, poured over. And we absolutely agree that you're right and that root wasn't extracted or properly killed. Vaughn?
You've got a real challenge there because your foundation is not stable. And you could certainly take the tile off the floor and evaluate it, but the reality is if you've got buckling, you can certainly run a nylon string across the floor to tell you exactly where the problem is. You could also jackhammer, tear out a section of it and see if there really is some roots that are continuing to be a problem. But until you get that floor level, there's no sense in putting a new floor on there because it's just going to continue to come back and give you more heartburn and drain your wallet as well.
And as it relates to killing that tree root, first of all, we've got to demo the floor to find where that stump is left. And then from there, you can bring a grinder in, and then you can pour a bunch of, root and stump killer. I'm sure that arborists have a more commercial grade that they could drill some holes in and put in there and kill those out. But I'm going to say that's probably your best option there, and then re-level the floor and put it, because the demo cost to remove it and get all those roots out, it would just make the product. You would outprice the economic value. You might as well just live with the bulge in the floor as opposed to doing a full demo. So, and Hereford, that is basically Sierra Vista, south of Sierra Vista, which is what's that road when you turn off of 10 right there at that low point to get down to Sierra Vista? What's
right near Benson?
Number? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that highway number? Anybody? I don't remember.
I'm from the Gila Valley. That's too far west for me.
You're probably going to have to bring in some Tucson contractors. I don't know that Sierra Vista would have everything, but we've got your information. We'll send you some resources to get that help direct you in the right location. Moving north to Tucson, we're going to bring Jim into the conversation. He wants to talk about restoration of his natural stone. Welcome to the program. We're going to put you in touch with Kelly Hauptman right here at the Rosie on the House studio. Jim?
Yeah. Hey, we've got the travertine floor, and you know how they fill the gaps in the travertine tile before they lay it down or before you buy it to fill in the holes and the imperfections. And I don't know what they use, but over the years, a lot of those pieces have been chipped or actually have been knocked out. Something's dropped on it, and I keep looking for a kit or something where I can repair those, but I'm not finding any, and I wonder if you have a suggestion on a material I can use, and then I have a grout question.
Okay, well, we'll answer that first one, and we'll probably have to get to the grout after the break, but Kelly?
Yes, with the travertine, as Vaughn said earlier, the different qualities will have different sizes that need to be filled. That's usually done at time of when they're manufacturing the stone. So the quality of the stone might tie into the fact that the filler is coming out. What that is it's an epoxy or resin-based filler. Usually they try to match the color to the stone. This is kind of my area of expertise with detail-oriented things, so we could come out and take a look at it. For an at-home, you know, for do-it-yourself type thing, they have kits. I believe Big D has some. It's a two-part mix, and then you have to...
That's not Big Five.
That's no.
The sporting goods. This is Big D.
As
the,
in Dallas.
The floor covering
yes.
warehouse.
Yes.
Do you know if they have a location at Tucson? I know there's a couple through Phoenix.
They are
there's
over.
A Tucson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So he could get there, look at the options for products for do-it-yourself. And
sometimes you might need to add in the color to the resin.
If you have a closet or non-visible area, start in the least visible area first to give yourself a little practice. Hour number 3 of Rosie on the House coming up right after this.